Socialist Party public meetings. Cardiff Socialist Party and PCS member. At last, something that gives me some hope, was the reaction of a woman who had just attended the launch of Cardiff Socialist Party's campaign in anticipation of the general election at some point this year. Nearly 40 were present, including striking Unite Refuse workers in Cardiff. Along with the victimized rep, there were also members of Unison, NU and PCS unions, along with community activists prominent in the LE area and further afield, as well as a number of young people. The prospective candidate, Unite the Union hospitality campaigner and Socialist Party member John Williams, who will be applying to stand as part of TUSC, spoke in person. Alongside him, on Zoom due to ill health, was former militant Labour MP and national chair of TUSC, Dave Nellist. A supporter from Cardiff Trades Union Council also spoke. The speakers talked about the crisis facing British and world capitalism. Dave explained it is crucial to build an alternative, at the ballot box, through mass movements, and by taking steps towards a new mass workers' party. Many workers will likely hold their nose and vote Labour, to get rid of the Tories at the general election. But Labour's honeymoon period will be short, as it inherits all the systemic problems of capitalism that face the Tory party. Labour will have no fresh answers to the crisis, because they essentially serve the same interests as a pro-big business party, like the Tories. Therefore, TUSC is offering a socialist platform for workers looking for an alternative to Labour. The Trades Council member explained the importance of a political voice for workers fighting the cost of living crisis and austerity, as well as how we can get organized in the unions. The enthusiastic buzz of the meeting, reflected in the contributions from the floor, was also shown in the response to the Socialist Party's general election financial appeal, with nearly £1,200 pledged at the meeting. One Unite member attending his first meeting paid £100 there, and then towards the Socialist Party's £50,000 target.